Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. After Manuel Oliver's son, Joaquin, was killed at the Parkland shooting in 2018, he dedicated his life to gun reform activism. His outlet is usually painting, but recently he's focused on theater, and he's out with a new one-man show. It tells the story of his son, Manuel's personal recovery after his son's death, and the things they bonded over, like their love of hot dogs.
Joaquin loved hot dogs. That was a thing. And he would call to my office two or three times per week. Hey, Pa, what are you doing? I'm working. You're calling to my office. Can we have hot dogs tonight? So, yeah, I don't see why not. That was an easy, special moment that I could have and enjoy with my son.
The one-man show is called Guac, My Son, My Hero. It debuts at the Colony Theater in Miami Beach September 20th at 8 p.m. WLRN reporter Katie Switalski talked to Manuel Oliver at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts during one of the rehearsals.
You've been using art as activism. Why step into the realm of performance?
This is also art. I paint, and I understood and I saw that this unconventional way of fighting back what I didn't start was kind of connecting with the youth and working. It was grabbing people's attention. So when it goes to arts, theater, it's also a way of using art to communicate with people. The only barrier that we had is that I've never done this before. And that's an easy barrier because I have never done many things that I do these days.
What does performance help you express that maybe you don't get from painting?
The whole communication process gives you the opportunity to also say things and tell stories about Joaquin and tell stories about Joaquin's mom and Joaquin or Joaquin's sister and Joaquin. So that I don't do when I'm just painting a wall. This is more about the social family side of our tragedy than the political and point of view in terms of gun violence. This adds to what we've been doing, the emotional side of the tragedy.
What does the name Guac stand for? When I hear that name, sometimes I think of guacamole, but what's the significance to you?
It's exactly guacamole, so you're thinking the right thing. Joaquin, can you say Joaquin?
Joaquin.
That's exactly why the nickname is Guac, because for a gringa, for an American person, to say Joaquin, it's pretty hard. So all his friends decided to make that a little easier, and they came out with Guac. Joaquin loved it. He loved the nickname Guac. He's from Venezuela, and very proud Latino kid. So he loved that his friends called him Guac. And now these days, many people that never met him know him as Guac.
Wow, I love that. The play will tell the story of Guac, of your son. Can you tell me a little bit more about who he was and what you wanted to capture in this performance about him?
The most important reason why we do this is to give Joaquin a chance to keep on expressing. This is an opportunity for a victim to somehow share its life with others. Usually the victim is forgotten. It's like, that's it. And everyone is sad. And I don't want people to be sad about losing Joaquin. I want people to be mad about what happened to Joaquin. And I think that as a father, I have a duty to represent my son just like if he was here today, just like if he had an issue in college or in high school. I gotta be there. And I gotta tell everyone here in this audience and in every single venue that we will visit how amazing and great Joaquin not only was, but still is. Because he's leading a change. He's leading a pack of people that is done with this gun violence situation. So I own my son doing this.
So how did you make sure that you captured his personality in its entirety?
I think that I did my parenting role the best possible way, and one rule is to be very good friends. And me and Joaquin are still very good friends. We hang out. We used to go together to almost every single place since he was a very little kid. The way that you represent someone and share his attitude and ideas is to know the person very well. I know Joaquin better than anyone because we were best friends. So everything that I say on this stage, it's coming from Joaquin. I guarantee that because he will be doing the same thing for me. We had that connection that you only have with your best friend. You know, when you see a person to the eyes and you already know what you're thinking, that might happen with your best friend. That's how me and Joaquin will react. And it will always be a message coming from him.
So, Manuel, you worked with a lot of cool people for this show. It was produced by some Broadway greats. How did you get these people to come on board? What was working with them like?
It was amazing. And I think I needed all that experience because I knew nothing about this. So I was like an emergency case. Like, hey, this guy, we need a lot of knowledge to make this happen. Otherwise, it's never going to happen. So thanks to Yael Silver, she was involved with the whole Parkland tragedy. She was able to accept the challenge of making this happen. And she found all those amazing people that now are part of our team. However, this is not acting. This is reacting to something. I won't be an actor, and I don't want to be an actor. I am sharing a story. I have the ability to talk to people, and I don't feel shy when I see people in front of me, which is always applause if you're on stage. But other than that, the whole team was able to organize a true story so it will be more comprehensive for people.
How long have you been working on this show? What's it been like to put your vision of what you want to tell people about your son, Guac, into a full-fledged professional production?
We've been working on this for the last 8 months, and it went from a simple story with all the details that I have in my head, and that was transcribed into a theater language that will be more than just a speech, because that I've done also. This needed that entertaining. This is entertaining people in a good way with a bad situation going on. I don't want to make people feel sad, so we needed to work on that. How do we share this experience without making people feel sad? Well, we can't, but we can also make them feel happy, and that will find the balance. When you're sad, and then you're gonna laugh, and then you're gonna cry again, and then you're gonna dance, and then you're gonna sing, we got it.
Tell me about what you do on stage. You paint on stage,
I make comments. I don't tell jokes. Some of them are funny. And then I talk a lot about the family, and then I touch the tragedy. We talk about the tragedy in a very unique way. And I paint. And at some point, I kind of dance along with the people. It's fun. It has fun moments. I have to admit that it's something that I enjoy doing. I think Joaquin appreciates and loves what we're doing when we do this.
Is it cathartic?
Part of it is. The process of getting here, it wasn't. You have to also understand that when you do what me and Patricia decided to do, you keep refreshing the memory of your son. Every single day, we're either painting a mural or doing theater or on a speech or an event. So we decided to keep in our regular day, full-time Joaquin with us.
How do you want people to feel when they leave the show? What do you want them to walk away with?
At some point, they will identify either with me or with my son or with my wife. And they will see how easy our roles could flip. And they wouldn't need to be on stage while I'm listening to their story. So that's like a call to action from our side. So you can be part of the solution before the tragedy hits you. That's what the main goal here. Make people understand that gun violence, it's a common problem. It could hit you, me. I mean, Joaquin wasn't shot because he was Latino or gay or straight or tall or short or black or white. He was randomly shot.
I'm speaking with Manuel Oliver. He's the father of Joaquin Oliver, a student who was killed at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Manuel is out with a new one-man show that tells the story of his son, his personal recovery, and gun violence. His show is this Friday at the Colony Theater on Miami Beach. You can find more information on our social media, WLRN Sundial. Back in August, you were in El Paso, Texas, painting a mural when the horrific shooting occurred at Walmart. What were your initial thoughts? I mean, what did you do when you found out?
I will lie if I tell you that I was surprised. I get a lot of calls every day about shootings, but this one was right where we were. That's the only difference here.
How close were you?
A few miles away. And then when we started meeting with the media at some point knew that we were there, so they started calling. And they asked me if I have a message for the community. And I said, yes, I do have a message. Get out here and use these cameras today to say what you're mad about, to tell everyone what you think that should be done by your politicians, because these cameras won't be here in the next 7 days. And I know that because I had those cameras and I don't have them anymore coming to my house. So you better use them now. And I was right. A few days later, no one was covering the story. I also told them how this is becoming a tradition. And in the next 5 days, you will have some crosses in front of that Walmart. And then some mothers will come with teddy bears. And then some kids will draw little stones and place them there. And in a month, someone is going to plan to remove all that and take it to another place. So this is how we treat gun violence in this country. We get used to it. And we were also able to find ways to create a template that will just travel to every single place where a tragedy like this one happens. Parkland is still the before and after because we didn't take that as an option. And we still don't take it.
You were painting a mural in El Paso. What was the mural you were painting?
The mural initially was to honor Joaquin's birthday. We were in El Paso because Joaquin would be turning 19 years old. And he was, he had a lot of passion and he was fighting for the rights of immigrants. And he didn't like the way they were treated when they came to America. So trying to find a right place to do that, we decided to go to El Paso, which is borderline with Mexico. So actually we went to Ciudad Juarez and we were talking to some immigrants that are on hold before they let them come into the United States. So that's why we were there. We had a nice mural with the concept of family separations, and the creative part of it was that our family was separated forever.
And I want to get back to this idea of art as activism. Do you see a future for more plays that deal with social justice?
There's credibility. It's a thing here. And this is not only a play about gun violence and trying to fight. This is a play in which the main actor is a father of a victim. Okay? So that makes it somehow more than a play. It's a combination about activism and a play. If I was an actor, it wouldn't be that impactful. And we thought about that. Can someone play my role later on? I don't think so. Because this is not about acting, as I told you. This is reacting. So I don't see, there are plays out there that touch injustice in many ways. And some of them are very successful. They have a lot of support and they become Broadway shows. I don't think we will ever be a Broadway show. I don't want that.
Your show in Miami Beach is for one night only, but you're taking this on the road. Where are you trying to go? Are you trying to get to, you know, swing states before the 2020 election?
Yeah, we are. We're visiting New York on November, and then next year we are planning to go on tour. So yes, we are. This is going to be part of what's going to happen on 2020. And again, it's about throwing ideas that have an ethical point of view more than throwing ideas that will fight back a Republican candidate. Or, of course, we're not in any way promoting any candidate that is in any way related to the NRA or the gun lobby. Those guys are out. And I think we all know that already, and it already happened during the midterms elections. So you don't see them, you don't hear many thoughts and prayers. Nobody will be able to say that and pretend that it's going to be taken in a good way. So because things are changing, and part of the change is coming from this small little thing that we do along with a bunch of other organizations. We need to do this next year as part of the electoral year that we have.
That was Manuel Oliver talking to WLRN reporter Katie Switalski. Manuel is the father of Joaquin Oliver, a student killed in the Parkland shooting. Manuel is out with a new one-man show that tells the story of his son, his personal recovery, and gun violence. His show is this Friday at the Colony Theater, Miami Beach. You can find more information on WLRN's Sundial, Facebook, and Twitter pages. Well, that's Sundial for this Wednesday, September 18th. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Congresswoman Frederica Wilson joins us to discuss the push for TPS for Bahamians impacted by Hurricane Dorian. Wilson has family in the Bahamas and is deeply connected to the ongoing recovery efforts happening in her district in South Florida. Plus, the father of slain Parkland student Meadow Pollock is out with a new book. Andrew Pollock has been outspoken in his criticisms of the state following the tragedy, and he'll make his case. And finally, former NBA All-Star and Florida native Amari Stoudemire has a new gig off the court. He's a freshman at FIU. Stoudemire joins us in studio to discuss growing up in Florida, adopting Judaism, and his charity work. And by the way, don't forget that we're reading Miami Midnight by Alex Segura for the Sundial Book Club. We're going to be talking with him tomorrow. That interview airs next week. But if you have a question for Alex, share it on our Facebook page, Sundial Book Club. We'll share some of those questions with him. I'm Luis Hernandez. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you tomorrow.